Part 1. A woman is discussing computers with her son. What does she want to buy?
I'm thinking of replacing the old computer under my desk.
Doesn't it work?
Yes, but it's slow. What I'd really like is a new model of the same machine.
A laptop is much easier to use.
For you. What about a tablet?
They're great, but they don't have much memory.
I won't change my mind. I just have to find out if they still make them.
Now listen again.
I'm thinking of replacing the old computer under my desk.
Doesn't it work?
Yes, but it's slow. What I'd really like is a new model of the same machine.
A laptop is much easier to use.
For you. What about a tablet?
They're great, but they don't have much memory.
I won't change my mind. I just have to find out if they still make them.
Two colleagues are talking about the news. How does the woman prefer to learn the news?
Do you watch the news much, Kate?
On the TV, you mean? You don't learn much information. It's just a lot of pictures.
That's why I get online reports. I have an app on my phone.
I used to have one too. They don't give many details either. Newspapers are more useful because you learn the full story.
I find them quite boring myself.
Now listen again.
Do you watch the news much, Kate?
On the TV, you mean? You don't learn much information. It's just a lot of pictures.
That's why I get online reports. I have an app on my phone.
I used to have one too. They don't give many details either. Newspapers are more useful because you learn the full story.
I find them quite boring myself.
A boy is leaving a voice message for his friend. When will they meet?
Hi, Mark. About our project meeting on Saturday. We agreed to meet at my house at 9, which is fine, only I forgot that my sister and her friends are going to be there, and they're really noisy. It's better if we meet at your house. I'll come round about 11, because I know your mum likes to sleep until 10 on a Saturday.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mark. About our project meeting on Saturday. We agreed to meet at my house at 9, which is fine, only I forgot that my sister and her friends are going to be there, and they're really noisy. It's better if we meet at your house. I'll come round about 11, because I know your mum likes to sleep until 10 on a Saturday.
Two friends are discussing where to go at the weekend. Where do they decide to go?
Hi, Sue. You said you were free this weekend. Do you want to go somewhere?
Yes. What about the theatre?
I was bored the last time. There's always the museum.
Yes, that sounds okay. Is there anything interesting to see there?
I'm not sure. If you don't like that suggestion, how about going to a concert?
No, I think your original idea is fine.
Now listen again.
Hi, Sue. You said you were free this weekend. Do you want to go somewhere?
Yes. What about the theatre?
I was bored the last time. There's always the museum.
Yes, that sounds okay. Is there anything interesting to see there?
I'm not sure. If you don't like that suggestion, how about going to a concert?
No, I think your original idea is fine.
A young woman is talking to her friend. What job does she want to do in the future?
I want to have a career in sport, but my teachers say that being a basketball player isn't a serious job. Mum wants me to be a teacher, and that is what I wanted when I was little. Of course, Dad wants me to be a farmer like him. I love our farm, but I've decided that I'm going to follow my dream.
Now listen again.
I want to have a career in sport, but my teachers say that being a basketball player isn't a serious job. Mum wants me to be a teacher, and that is what I wanted when I was little. Of course, Dad wants me to be a farmer like him. I love our farm, but I've decided that I'm going to follow my dream.
Part 2. Listen to an extreme sports instructor give a talk to customers. Choose the correct answers to complete the notes. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hello, and welcome to Oxford Extreme Sports. You can choose between activities inside the centre or in our park and lake area. We'll do everything as a group, but if there's anything you're not comfortable with, we can find something different for you. And after this talk, you all have to do some running and jumping to prepare for the day. We have three mountain bike tracks. The green track is for learning to ride. The yellow track has a few jumps, so you need to be comfortable on your bike. The red track is our most difficult track, but you need to use the yellow track first before we allow you on that. After that, we'll meet at 10 to have a chat. Coffee and tea will be available at 10:30, and we'll carry on with our next activity at 11, which is climbing. Anyone who wants to should try our smaller 3-metre climbing wall. You can go higher, although you'll need some extra equipment. You may even find you can go right up to 10 metres. You can get salads and snacks in the Surf Cafe, and the Skate Bar serves hot and cold drinks. If you've brought food from home, the Free Climb Zone has an area with tables to sit at. The price for the day is £45, which includes 3 activities. If you want individual lessons from an instructor, it's £15, and you'll need about £10 for lunch if you haven't brought your own. Any questions? Now listen again.
Hello, and welcome to Oxford Extreme Sports. You can choose between activities inside the centre or in our park and lake area. We'll do everything as a group, but if there's anything you're not comfortable with, we can find something different for you. And after this talk, you all have to do some running and jumping to prepare for the day. We have 3 mountain bike tracks. The green track is for learning to ride. The yellow track has a few jumps, so you need to be comfortable on your bike. The red track is our most difficult track, but you need to use the yellow track first before we allow you on that. After that, we'll meet at 10 to have a chat.
Coffee and tea will be available at 10:30, and we'll carry on with our next activity at 11, which is climbing. Anyone who wants to should try our smaller 3-metre climbing wall. You can go higher, although you'll need some extra equipment. You may even find you can go right up to 10 metres. You can get salads and snacks in the Surf Cafe, and the Skate Bar serves hot and cold drinks. If you've brought food from home, the Free Climb Zone has an area with tables to sit at. The price for the day is £45, which includes 3 activities. If you want individual lessons from an instructor, it's £15. And you'll need about £10 for lunch if you haven't brought your own. Any questions?
Part 3. Listen to a man and a woman discussing a charity day. Match the people, the woman, the man, or both, to the opinions below. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, Yasmin. How are you?
Great, thanks. What did you think about the charity day? Did you enjoy yourself? Where were you, anyway? It was so crowded that I didn't see you all day. And I missed some of the events because the lines were so long.
I know what you mean, but that's why the day was a winner, right? We made a lot of money for the charity.
We did, didn't we? And that's the most important thing. Did you talk to the guy from the charity? He did a great job showing the visitors around.
That wasn't really necessary. I mean, it's not a very big building, is it?
What do you think the visitors enjoyed the most?
I think people liked the food sale. Did you try the chocolate cakes? They were wonderful.
Actually, when I got there, the cakes were finished already. I tried the biscuits and they weren't too bad.
Was there anything you didn't like? I wasn't happy with a book table. Some of the books were in an awful condition.
I was looking at the magazines, and I must say that I didn't notice the books.
I think the children enjoyed themselves.
They took part in all the events, and they loved the horse rides. They can't wait for next year's event.
Now listen again.
Hi, Yasmin. How are you?
Great, thanks. What did you think about the charity day? Did you enjoy yourself? Where were you, anyway? It was so crowded that I didn't see you all day. And I missed some of the events because the lines were so long.
I know what you mean, but that's why the day was a winner, right? We made a lot of money for the charity.
We did, didn't we? And that's the most important thing. Did you talk to the guy from the charity? He did a great job showing the visitors around.
That wasn't really necessary. I mean, it's not a very big building, is it?
What do you think the visitors enjoyed the most?
I think people liked the food sale. Did you try the chocolate cakes? They were wonderful.
Actually, when I got there, the cakes were finished already. I tried the biscuits and they weren't too bad.
Was there anything you didn't like? I wasn't happy with a book table. Some of the books were in an awful condition.
I was looking at the magazines, and I must say that I didn't notice the books.
I think the children enjoyed themselves.
They took part in all the events, and they loved the horse rides. They can't wait for next year's event.
Part 4. A woman is talking to her colleagues about a conference. What do they still need to prepare? A. Food and drinks. B. The schedule. C. Their speeches.
So the conference starts next week. Your speeches need a bit of work before they're completely ready, so please correct any mistakes. But overall, they're looking good. The food and drinks will be here on time. They promised to send someone to serve them too. Make sure you have a copy of the day's schedule. Please take one from the table by the door on your way out.
Now listen again.
So the conference starts next week. Your speeches need a bit of work before they're completely ready, so please correct any mistakes. But overall, they're looking good. The food and drinks will be here on time. They promised to send someone to serve them too. Make sure you have a copy of the day's schedule. Please take one from the table by the door on your way out.
A woman is showing her holiday photos to a friend. Which building is in the photo? A. A railway station. B. A library. C. A castle.
Look at this one.
Beautiful. I love those old stone towers. It must have such a history.
You can read all about it. There are lots of fascinating books about it. I got one while I was there.
And of course, it's the first place travellers see when they arrive in the city.
Exactly. You reach the end of your journey and you're right inside it.
Now listen again.
Look at this one.
Beautiful. I love those old stone towers. It must have such a history.
You can read all about it. There are lots of fascinating books about it. I got one while I was there.
And of course, it's the first place travellers see when they arrive in the city.
Exactly. You reach the end of your journey and you're right inside it.
A man is telling a friend about moving house. What must his new home have? A. More cupboards. B. 2 floors. C. A big garden.
Have you found a new house yet?
No, I can't find the right place.
You want a garden for your chickens?
Yes, they don't need a lot of space though. I'm looking for somewhere with lots of cupboards.
You've got nowhere to keep all your books and clothes.
And I would prefer all the rooms to be on the same floor.
No stairs for you.
Now listen again.
Have you found a new house yet?
No, I can't find the right place.
You want a garden for your chickens?
Yes, they don't need a lot of space though. I'm looking for somewhere with lots of cupboards.
You've got nowhere to keep all your books and clothes.
And I would prefer all the rooms to be on the same floor.
No stairs for you.
A man is leaving a voice message for his neighbours. What do his neighbours have to do? A. Pick the tomatoes. B. Feed the rabbit. C. Water the plants.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for looking after my garden while I'm away. The weather's going to be very wet over the weekend, so the flowers don't need any water. The tomatoes are ready to eat. so you're welcome to take as many as you want. They're delicious. Fluffy the rabbit has enough dry food, but he needs fresh vegetables every day. Please don't forget. Thanks again.
Now listen again.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for looking after my garden while I'm away. The weather's going to be very wet over the weekend, so the flowers don't need any water. The tomatoes are ready to eat, so you're welcome to take as many as you want. They're delicious. Fluffy the rabbit has enough dry food, but he needs fresh vegetables every day. Please don't forget. Thanks again.
A woman is phoning a friend. Why did she call him? A. To complain about something. B. To give her opinion. C. To offer advice.
I got your message.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I think you made the right decision. You hated that job.
Thanks.
But why didn't you call me before? I'm your best friend and you didn't tell me anything.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Why don't you take some time for yourself now? You need a break before you do anything else. That's what I wanted to say.
Now listen again.
I got your message.
Thanks for calling.
Well, I think you made the right decision. You hated that job.
Thanks.
But why didn't you call me before? I'm your best friend and you didn't tell me anything.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Why don't you take some time for yourself now? You need a break before you do anything else. That's what I wanted to say.